We're going to take a moment now to remember the life of renowned jazz guitarist and composer Pat Martino. He died earlier this week at the age of 77. Martino's career spanned decades, but it almost ended when he suffered a near-fatal brain aneurysm back in 1980. He lost almost all his memory, including how to play the guitar. But that was just the beginning of a remarkable second act. Music journalist Bill Milkowski was Martino's friend and co-authored his autobiography. He remembers first meeting Martino back in the 1970s.
You know, that record, that tune you just played, Sonny, that was on the radio everywhere in 1972. It was inescapable, and it was sort of a crossover tune for him. That was a pop song by a guy named Bobby Hebb with vocals, and Pat did an instrumental version of it, and it was his hit. But 2 years later, he came out with this album called Consciousness, which the opening track was a galvanizing moment for guitarists and guitar aficionados all over. It was his rendition of John Coltrane's Impressions. Mm. And this was a burst of energy and creativity, and his approach to single line playing was so overwhelmingly unique that I became an instant fan. And when I saw that he was playing in Madison, Wisconsin, I grew up in Milwaukee. I had to drive 90 miles to see him. I got to see him playing in a nightclub and talked to him after the gig, and he invited me back to the hotel room, and I interviewed him for about an hour and a half, and that was the beginning of a very beautiful friendship that continued all through the rest of his time.
You mentioned his version of John Coltrane's Impressions. In fact, we have it right here. Let's listen. What's it like to hear that now?
Well, I hear immediately the energy, the focused intensity, the clean articulation of his picking, which was absolutely unique. He's a very cerebral cat who thinks about quantum physics and, man, sacred geometry and how it applies to the fretboard. So it was sort of like him throwing the gauntlet down. I mean, it was full of chops and swagger, and it was taking things up to a new level. And a whole generation of guitarists who are on the scene now can point to that tune and that album as something that really was a head-turning moment for them.
Yeah, clearly he was an influential musician, but one of the most fascinating things about him was his own personal story. Tell me what you remember about 1980 and the brain aneurysm that nearly killed him.
Yeah, Pat had been having seizures that were sort of undiagnosed or incorrectly diagnosed in the mid-70s. It began manifesting. And in 1980, he reached a moment where it was a life-saving operation. And the result of it was he woke up from the surgery, and not only did he not recognize his parents, but he didn't have any relationship or knowledge of the guitar at all.
He didn't even know that he was a musician.
Right. I mean, it was a blank slate in a way. And wow. It began a period of years of recovering memory.
Wow.
But gradually over time, he reclaimed his prowess on that instrument. And in a sense, you could say he had two careers.
Yeah.
Pre-aneurysm and post-surgery.
Well, let's get to that, because 17 years later, you produced his 1997 album, All Sides Now. Here's his take on Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now.
Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at love that way.
That's beautiful. What kind of artist and what kind of person was he the second time around after he learned to play again?
I think Pat really embraced the here and now, which is actually the title of the autobiography that I helped write. That was in 2010. He lived in the moment. He appreciated life in a grander way than ever before. And he also was very generous and shared his knowledge and his enthusiasm and his gift and his love of music with a whole generation of students and fans and friends. And he was an amazing player up until the end. And I think he had a deeper appreciation of life itself. And that was imbued in the way that he approached ballads in the latter part of his career that reached a deeper level of meaning and feeling and emotion. And I think it all had to do with him embracing life in the way that he did after that surgery.
Bill Milkowski is a longtime music journalist and friend to the late Pat Martino, co-wrote the autobiography Here and Now. Bill, thank you so much for remembering with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.